Well, good evening, everybody. I'm Rick Dancer. Welcome to Get Real with Rick Dancer, and it is Freestyle Night. And if you guys over here on Facebook and Instagram, or Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, every place else we're putting, God, where else are we? We're on Rumble, we're on Spotify, we're everywhere. So if you guys see me looking over there, that's because we've also got a joint audience. Not that kind of joint, but a joint audience going on with Instagram as well. So they're live. We may go live to Central Oregon. I've got someone over there who's ready to talk with us about some things going on over there. If you have any questions, you can pose those. We're just going to talk about some things that I want to talk about. This is called Freestyle Night. You're losing weight. Good for you. I'm actually not. And if you hear me read comments like that, it's because I'm talking to Instagram over here. If you guys on Facebook, Instagram, all those places, tell me where you're from, what community you're from, what state, what city, that kind of thing. It kind of gives me an idea of where you are. I want to mention our sponsors because we do have sponsors. This is how I make a living. I don't just do this for fun. Anyway, Chris Dental Family Dentistry, where everyone is welcome. He's a big supporter of free speech, your rights to do what you want, your body, your choice. That's Dr. Michael Bratlin. If you're looking for dentures, they do that. If you're looking for a dentist who believes in free speech, he is your man and his staff. Also, Fairway Independent Mortgage Company, one of our new sponsors here in Montana. Greg Hinkle is a wonderful guy. I'm going to show his blame banner here. He does mortgages from Oregon, Washington, and Montana. He's a loan officer, lending team. And he's a good guy, and he loves what we do. He loves us talking about free speech. And how do I like Montana? Big jur, I love Montana. The only thing I hate about Montana right now is traffic, because I will say this is, people sometimes in Oregon think I'm bashing Oregon all the time, because you do have your problems, Oregon. But I'll tell you what, Montana is horrible when it comes to highway work, road work. They just started chip sealing a major highway. Of course, it's the one Kathy and I take to the gym, to Helena, every day. And it is absolutely awful. And they have a 10-mile section blocked off, and you follow a pilot car for 10 miles, and they're only repairing 1 mile of road. It's so irritating. Well, you look healthy. I appreciate that, Roman. I went on creatine. Have you ever used creatine? It's really good for mind clearing. And so I've kind of gained like a couple of pounds, but I'm looking more studly, probably is what you meant to say. I do have bigger muscles. I mean, seriously, you look in the mirror and I'm going, holy shit, I'm kind of getting big here. Maui, we used to live on the McKinsey River back in Lowell, Oregon. Some people from Philomath, Indian Land, South Carolina. If you guys over here want to put where you're from, that's really cool as well. Our other sponsor, New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness Center. If you guys have never done hyperbarics, you should try it. Matt McCarl, I'll be playing one of his commercials here in a little bit so you can hear more about what he does. They also do light therapy, which is really cool. And our other sponsor is Alvard Taylor, Endless Possibilities. They provide services for people with different abilities, and they're always looking for help. We got Walterville over here, Drain, Oregon, in the house. Let me know where you're from, and if you have a question, that can steer the conversation in a whole different way. I wanted to talk. I just got back from Kathy and I went to a really cool conference put on by Dave Ramsey. This is it. And he kind of gave me a new perspective. So this is it. Built for This. And a series of speakers. All of them were awesome. And it was basically, he's talking about, you know, I think I do this too. You start looking at where we are. And you see life and what we're doing and what's going on. My opinion on AI, I'm not afraid of it. I'm going to work with it or around it. Victor Montana over here as well. His whole conversation, his whole thoughts were, you and I were built for a time like this. We were not born by mistake. So from the beginning of time, we were supposed to be born now to deal with the things we're dealing with right now. Because I think sometimes it can be overwhelming. And you can get to this point in your life where you go, gosh, I mean, is this thing going to fall apart? Well, we were put here at this time because we are the protection. We are people who are vibrant. We're people who are brave. I think what people strive for right now and just live for right now is honesty. We are so fed up with the lies, the manipulation, the deception, the politics, all of it. And I think we're just done. And I think the trans issue has really brought that to light. I don't think people are anti-trans. I think what, maybe some people are. I think what most people are is fed up with being told what they can and can't do with their body, and being forced to believe things that you don't believe. If you don't believe in the, what the trans folks are saying and what that's all about, you don't have to. And they don't understand that. That doesn't mean we hate them. It means that we don't understand and we think it's wrong. How can anyone prepare for all the liberal garbage? Derek, I think you just have to stand up and start saying something. Okay, I had a guy who's a friend of mine, and he called a few of my clients and tried to get them to leave my business, to stop paying me to do what I do. Can you imagine how angry and bitter and nasty you have to be to go after a man's livelihood because you disagree with him? I mean, really? This is what we've stooped to? I went to church with this guy. He helped redesign my home. The home I used to live in Oregon, he redesigned it so I could live there. And now he's calling my clients and telling them that I'm a liar and they shouldn't advertise with me. And we don't speak. I don't even talk to him. He wrote me right after COVID, and because I was speaking out against some of the things, the vaccine, which is not a vaccine, but some of that stuff. And he wrote me a nasty letter, but I just, you know, took it like other nasty letters. Like, those are just insecure people with very small penises. And I just went, whatever, there's nothing I can do about that. But now to go behind my back and call my clients and tell them they shouldn't pay me to do what I do, that's a new low of lows. I'm astounded by that. But this conference, they were teaching us about bravery and how you need to be brave. You need to stand up for what you believe in. You don't do it. You do it out of kindness, but firmness. You stand up for, you know, I mean, life is always going to throw you a punch. And what are you going to do with it? How are you going to stand up to that? They'll never apologize either. It's astonishing. Yeah, you know, when you have blood on your hands, it's funny. You walk away and you don't apologize. I haven't heard. But you know, when you create a giant situation where it's manipulated and there's too much untruth in it, and when the truth starts to come out and people like you and me start asking more questions. I don't know if any of you guys have seen the new documentary by Matt Walsh called What is a Woman? Kathy and I watched it last night. I highly recommend it. It's a great documentary, very fair, in my opinion, as a journalist. Now, you know, he talks to people on both sides and puts together a very interesting case, and you get to make up your own mind as to what you see, which is how journalism is supposed to be done. When I was a journalist, if I came back with a story like they put on the news today, my boss would have fired me because we had to at least pretend to be fair. Now they don't even pretend to be fair. And then I'm on these platforms doing my blogs. You would not believe over the last 6 months how much, especially FB, has throttled back what I can do naturally. So the way the world should work is, if I have content you're interested in, then I put it out there on these platforms. You guys get to decide. The marketplace decides who stays and who goes. That's not how it works now. Because we know on other sites where we are that you guys are tuning in and we have tons of numbers. But then we look on Facebook and Instagram and we see those same things being throttled back. I had people come on my page and say, I haven't seen a post of yours for 3 months, and all of a sudden one popped up. That's called censorship. And when businesses do that, when media moguls do that, that's when you're setting an agenda and a conversation. You know, I'm all for fair play, and I think that's what most of us want. We just want to play fair. And I don't see that from a lot of people in the progressive movement. It's win at all costs, because the arrogance says, we are right, you are wrong, we're going to do what's best for you. And I saw this when I worked in news. I saw it in the news business as well. I mean, you'd see it from reporters. It was like, it was okay to be biased because, after all, you were right, and this is the best thing for culture to do. The job of a journalist is to present two sides of a story fairly and then let the people decide. What we are supposed to believe is that you are smart enough to make up your own mind, to decide right. But see, I think Donald Trump ruined that for people. I'm not anti-Trump, I'm just saying Donald Trump came out, gave people a voice, and then you had people scared to death. And so now they think, well, whatever he says is wrong, and rather than letting the people decide for themselves what is right and what is wrong. We all have a meter, I learned this at this conference, that tells us what is true. There's something inside that feels wrong when something isn't working. And right now, I think a lot of us have that feeling. Well, I don't want that to run me. So I got a limit. God created this really cool thing called a remote control, and I need to limit, and so do you, the amount of time that I do this. Last week, month, I was so happy. I was like 5 hours shy on my less that last week on my phone than I was the week before. So I got kind of excited. And if you guys keep letting me know where you're from, it would be really, I'm enjoying reading all the things that are coming up here on the place. Hey, Nathan, how you doing? So I think, you know, one of the keys is not to let yourself get consumed by it. And I don't know what that line is. I'm trying to figure it out every day, just like you, is what is the line between too much and not enough? Because I want to stay informed, but I don't want it to consume me, you know, and it's really easy to let that stuff consume you. It's also very easy to get very angry. I've been wrong for a while now. Derek, I agree with you. I probably was your Secretary of State, and when I ran in 2008, I had a friend who came up to me, and for those of you who don't know, I ran for Secretary of State in 2008 in Oregon. And you know, for my viewers, and what I lost, but one of my friends came up to me and said, what if you actually won? Well, then what I would say is God is good, because he protected me from having to take that job, and I would have been assassinated. I said that to my wife one time. I said, if I would have won, somebody would have killed me, because they would not have liked me. And it probably would have been a Republican. It wouldn't have been a Libertarian, but it probably would have been a Republican. So I'm feeling the change, shut it down. To the point you start feeling it change you, shut it down. Yeah, but you know what I think, Nathan? Sometimes Nathan said over here, when you feel that it's starting to change you, that you should shut it down. My problem is, I don't know if anybody, you guys deal with this, by the time I figure it out, I feel that it's a little late. I'm kind of slow at hearing. You know, not only do I wear hearing aids now, but I'm a little slow when it comes to hearing God knock on my chest and tell me what I need to know. One of the things that was really cool at this conference is it was like really a chance to kind of to look at yourself and say, okay, if I'm built for a time like this, I don't want to stop working. I don't want to stop participating in life. And I want to be part of that change. I want to be part of bringing that out. So what do you do? How do you do that? Well, I think you have to just get to a point when you believe so much, not in yourself, but in your ability to stand up. What kind of kahunas do you have? Yeah, I haven't watched the news for 3 or 4 years. What do you believe to be true? I think that's what one of the things I walked away from this conference with is what does Rick Dancer believe? Because then don't back down. It doesn't mean don't compromise, but it means don't back down from your beliefs. Hold on tight to those. Don't force them on other people, because I hate it when the cultural monitors force their beliefs down my throat. It drives me insane. So why would I turn around and do the same thing to them? People act out of fear when people get fearful. We saw this during the dark time. Fear is a wonderful motivator. I don't think it's a good motivator, but it is a very effective motivator. And when fear is used to manipulate people, you see the most, I think that's what was the most shocking about the whole experience of the dark time, is seeing how easily people were swayed, how quickly they got in line to be good, to manage, how quickly they insulted and belittled other people for making choices about their body that were different than theirs because it wasn't getting on the party bus. I was stunned by that, appalled, lost a ton of friends over that. Nathan, I agree, and it was exactly the same thing. Tyranny is, I will never agree with tyranny. I don't care what it is. Even if it was good, if there's such a thing as good tyranny, it sounds like a cheap wine. I would never agree. I will never do what we did again, ever. I am not going to go down that road again. And I think that's what was the most surprising thing for me. And coming out of this, it's like, it's okay. Remember when people used to say, like, it's okay to be who you're supposed to be? And I think that still is. I think we're still meant to take care of our communities, take care of people, but not by the demands and fear, like, by doing this, you're taking care of people. No, you have to decide for yourself how you take care of people. And I found it really hypocritical when, you know, the My Body, My Choice came, because, you know, me, a cancer survivor, I don't know what caused my cancer, but I have a feeling it was something biological. I think it was something environmental, and it was something I was putting in my body. So why would I put an experimental chemical in my body, not knowing what it's going to do? Why would I do that? And yet, when I told people that on the other side of the fence, they said, well, you do it because of other people. What about my life? Huh. When is it that I have to trade my life up under peer pressure? And now, if I'd done that, who knows what would have happened? But you get to tell me what to do to be good? Really? Huh. So you understand good better than I do. Your intuition, your discernment is that much better. In 100 years, what are the history books going to say about your discernment versus mine? That'll be an interesting read, won't it? I predicted during the time, the dark time, I was saying, you know what's going to happen? Because Kathy and I are huge moviegoers. Love movies. And I've been to many about historical times, which I will not mention on here, or I will get shut down. But many times in history where dark, tyrannical leaders convinced people that another group of people were bad, and people died because of it and were mistreated and treated like crap. I think, you know, you begin to understand, let's say I'm 80 and I go to a movie and there's a documentary on the dark time. Am I going to be embarrassed and ashamed? No. I'm going to sit back and say, man, how susceptible human beings are to fear and manipulation. When Kathy and I were in Nashville, we went to a plantation right there in Nashville. It's an old plantation, it used to be 5,000 acres. Really cool place. Very wealthy family lived there. They had 139 slaves. That was a status symbol in that day. And the guy who was doing the tour with us was really good. I mean, he was making people think through things. So he was asking people. So when the emancipation happened, if you were a slave, would you have left or stayed? And there was, you know, 15 of us or something in the, you know, the group. Well, some of the people said we would, you know, oh, of course we would go. Well, and actually what had happened when blacks were emancipated, about half the slaves did leave. But think about this. According to the tour guide, Most of the people who lived there, the 139 people, had never been off 8 square miles. They knew nothing outside of that. And that was all countryside at the time. It wasn't downtown Nashville. So they knew nothing about the world out there. They had security, they had food, they had a roof over their shoulder, over their head. Would you really be able to leave that? And I'd like to be the guy that says, no, freedom means more to me. And I would get out that door. But how can I do that? I wasn't there. I wasn't living that. I don't know the tough decisions. I don't know the decisions other people were making. I don't know the whispers behind people like, oh my God, Rick's leaving. Oh, he's going to die out there. Yeah, you don't know the kind of peer pressure they were under or what was going on. But it was fascinating because it made me think in my head. I had to think about what was going on. I had to think, what would I do? And that's what we miss during the dark time and right now. We're not critically thinking. We're not thinking about, we put a judgment call, and these protesters who tear down statues, they're making a judgment call based on what we know today versus what was going on back then. Was slavery bad then? Oh, yes, it was. But was it more acceptable? Yes, to some. And it was a way of life. So it's really easy to sit here, and I'm not supporting slavery. If any of you try to twist that, I'll come right out of the screen. I'm saying you are judging on tomorrow. So how will you be judged by how you handled the dark time, by history? What if 100 years from now, there's a statue of someone who stood up and when they have the statue has a mask on and the vaccine in their back, and all of a sudden it's discovered that how many thousands of people, something happened to them because of that. We don't know what's going to come out of this. But what if? And then your statue's torn down. It's just funny how judgmental we are and how we don't think. We just don't think. And this guy made me think about slavery, what those people went through, how they lived, what that would have felt like. And no, I'm not Black, but I'm a human being, and I've watched how people react under pressure. And when you have people and you own them, how horrible is that? And then all of a sudden they're free. Would you really go free? You don't know. And yet we would all want to say in the classroom, raise our hand and say, of course I would. Now, one thing I will say, my wife and I really early on in the dark time, she started and said to me, you know what, Rick, even if we take hits in our business, I think we need to start standing up for what we believe in publicly. And I went, okay, it's going to cost us money. It did. And we did. So I saw what I'm made of. I saw that, hold on. Oh, wait, no. Hold on. Okay, it's pausing, we're reconnecting. Sorry guys, there, sorry about that. Hold on. What's it doing? Well, that's weird. Now it's not live, it's doing, I've got one over here where it's doing all kinds of weird stuff. It's taking picture after picture of me. I feel like a poser. That is the craziest thing. I think that our live person, I'm going to end that one. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. So my point, it looks like our live guest isn't going to make it with us tonight. I think Jen will be here tomorrow. We'll try to get her back on tomorrow. But my point is, you know, you are brave. You were made for a time like this. You matter. You have value. Your opinions matter. Don't succumb to fear. You know, fear is a horrible manipulator. And we have to stand up to that. And as we go forward, because it's not going to get better that much faster, it's astounding to me that the trans issue has become such a big deal. Because I think it's just a symptom. I think it's a last straw for people. A lot of people are fed up with how we were handled during the dark time. I think a lot of people are frustrated. A lot of people don't like what's going on in politics. We don't like our 401ks taking our retirement and sucking it right out the window. We see gas prices are back up down here in Montana to $3.60 a gallon. We don't see things getting better, and we're frustrated. And so now all of a sudden you come out with this issue that, you know, quite honestly, it's just, I mean, what is it, you know? And, you know, I'm not trying to say it's not important, but in terms of, let's see, the war in Ukraine, the economy, all these things that impact everyone. And this issue impacts a small percentage of people, and yet it's become the biggest thing. And people's lives are being destroyed for disagreeing with it. Well, now all of a sudden people are disagreeing with it because they're looking at the facts. They're studying the facts instead of listening to people's touchy-feely voice. You know, it's not unkind to disagree with people. What's unkind is when you discount people for disagreeing with you. That's unkind. And it's manipulative, and it's fear-based. And if you can't stand up and have it, watch, you go watch that documentary, and you'll be so impressed, because you'll see how people on one side start folding and all of a sudden calling names and blaming and wanting to get out of the interview, while people on the other side speak frankly because they're speaking the truth. So it doesn't mean anybody hates anybody, and that's what they want people to say. They're not going to destroy you. They'll try. But if you were created for a time like this, then standing up is what we all need to do. To not just that, it's to anything that comes in the way of our being able to have a voice and use it. You know, that's my whole thing. That's the problem I told my friends who were super, super COVID scared. I told them, you know, the problem you're having with this is you're gonna lose with me, because my reason in life is for the voiceless to have a voice. And when you come around with a tyrannical Kate Brown or Uncle Joe, and you start telling me what I'm supposed to do, you're taking away my voice and a lot of other people's voice, and you just stepped on my toe. And it just happens to be, if my issue were something else, it probably wouldn't have been as important to me, but this one was pretty damn important to me. So smile. Don't take it all too seriously, yet be serious. Fight, but don't be fought. Don't do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Don't call names. And names, I mean, you know, shutting people down. Don't try to shut them down like they shut you down. It doesn't work. You guys, this has been fun. I've had a great time. Let me run a few commercials for my sponsors, because we could not do this without the wonderful people who sponsor us.
This guy's really good. Shannon is the best enturist I've ever seen. He was coming in on Fridays, and now he's coming on Fridays and Monday. But everybody that leaves with him, he always has me come. He goes, come here, because I'll come in on Fridays. He's like, and they look absolutely beautiful. The patients, there's hardly any redos. Like, I wish, and I probably will advertise a lot just to get him some momentum, but he is so good. He's the best enturist I've ever met. Yeah, his outcomes, because you know, you make denture and they don't fit very well, they don't look very good. He's awesome. Not only does he, you know, take the impressions, there's a lot of art to taking impressions, but he also makes the dentures. He's fantastic. I love having him. He's made my life a lot easier because I don't have to worry about dentures anymore.
Did you know that light therapy could alleviate your pain? There's been over 60 years of study into light therapy. Blue light really works well with the skin. Red light penetrates down into the muscles to really help with muscle recovery from workouts. Infrared can go bone deep through the skull into the brain and can help promote blood flow, which can help with mental clarity. New light pads. They're called the Deep Light Therapy Pad. They're infrared only. They're really good for targeting areas of the body to really get deep penetration into large muscles, down to the bones, work with muscle soreness and joint pain alleviation.
One of the biggest things for people that I have supported, one of their complaints has always been, why do they talk to me like I'm a baby? Why can't they talk to me like they're talking to you? And they're absolutely right. They're very smart. The people we support are very intelligent. And so when you talk to them as if you're talking to a small child, it's offensive. And so, yeah, I think educational videos, you know, bringing that here to show everybody would help. They know that they're not perfect. They know that they're special. That's what some of them say to me, at least, that they know they're special because they don't really like to refer to themselves as having disabilities. They like to say they're special. And so they know this, they're aware of that. They don't want the community to throw that back at them because it's perceived negatively when that happens. So having that education to understand that they're just like you and I.
All right, Albert Taylor, Christendel Family Dentistry, and New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness Center. Those are our sponsors. Hey guys, do me a favor. One thing we can get away around Facebook and all the media gods is for you to share this on your page. Just go on and click it, hit share. It goes right on your page, and you never know who else is going to see that and enjoy the conversation and maybe get a little bit braver. Great to have you in our audience. Love having you guys aboard. Tomorrow night, we'll try to get Jen on here and see if we can get her. She obviously didn't get off her plane in time. But the event is tomorrow in Sisters, Oregon. It has to do with natural resources and some new rules coming down against the timber industry that are really going to hurt rural Oregon and a lot of it. And if you don't live in rural Oregon, it's still going to impact you because you can't get away from it. And we'll have her on to explain more about that tomorrow. All right, good to be back. I will see you tomorrow night right here, 5 o'clock Oregon time, 6 o'clock in Montana.